Hello, I'm Maria Gabriel, a compulsive overeater. I will share with you what my life was like, what happened, and how things are now. So I was raised in a military family where there was care and also a trust and faith in God, but there was also chaos and dysfunction. And I grew up with some uncertainty and confusion following some traumatic experiences that I had in life. So I became an adult who was afraid of displeasing people and paranoid that something would go wrong. I had low self-esteem and little confidence in myself. Socially, I was withdrawn and I had a lot of depression and anxiety in my life. I coped with a life through codependency and isolation and overeating. When I think about my relationship with food, I remember in my childhood that I always seemed to be eating, and my sisters would say that if there was something that you didn't want to eat, to give it to me because I would eat anything. I went to the extent one summer when I was in elementary school to steal food from the grocery store and some other stores. And most of that was junk food, a lot of sweet stuff and salty things. I don't know precisely when I started to eat compulsively, but I do remember in college having the compulsion to go daily between classes to the vending machine and get something sweet. And it wasn't a matter of being hungry, but it was a matter of escaping the overwhelming sense of life that I had. And I also remember after college when I was working, when I was preparing to go to the grocery store, I always thought ahead about the snacks that I would get and how eating them was going to bring me comfort. So somewhere along the line, I began binging and grazing, and I was at the height of it, 13 years into my religious life. I would isolate at night, watching television in a dark room, and eating the things that I got on two trips each to a walk-in refrigerator and a dry pantry. And then during the day, I would graze on sweet things that I had in my desk drawer, in my office. And I, at some point, came to realize that I was a food addict when I heard someone else say that he was, but I didn't want to do anything about it. I did become alarmed about my weight. When I saw myself in a photograph with a double chin, and I became obsessed with my weight and weighed myself twice a day, but I didn't do anything to change my eating behavior to help lose weight. I was so entrenched in seeking escape and comfort and having a sense of success. In eating and also control, actually, it was a sense of control as well for me. At the height of my compulsive overeating, I was having suicidal ideations, and I ended up going to a inpatient treatment center after I was diagnosed with bipolar 2 disorder. And it was there that I was diagnosed as being a compulsive overeater, and I was introduced to the to OA and the steps and the big book. And I afterwards, when I left the treatment center and turned home, I continued with OA meetings, and I worked the steps and used the tools of sponsorship and a plan of eating and literature. My journey in recovery also included attending some other 12-step programs and having therapy and taking medication. So what happened to me through working an OA program is that I had a spiritual awakening. I became more aware of the presence of the God of my understanding, who's the Holy Trinity of the Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And I came to the recognition and the acceptance that God would do for me what I couldn't do for myself, which was to help me stop eating compulsively and bring me sanity. So I needed help, and I uncharacteristically asked for it. So I stopped binging and grazing and looking towards food for emotional support. And then through trust in God, I gained confidence, and I became more engaged with people and outgoing. And I think the format of sharing in OA helped me to be willing to talk about myself, which was really healing. In September of 2017, I moved from Oregon to California to take care of my dad, who was at home on hospice. And after a couple of months, I had a relapse. I stopped going to meetings, stopped calling my sponsor, and wasn't reading literature. And I didn't go back to binging and grazing, but I did look to food for emotional support. That relapse lasted about 6 months. And then after my dad died, I started attending a relapse from recovery meeting in Santa Cruz. And so I've continued with my program since then. And how things are now. So I live my life according to the 12 steps and the principles. I start my day with prayer and meditation, and end it with prayer and the principles of honesty and hope and faith are particularly important to me. So I pray the first three steps every morning, and I ask for an abstinent day. And then at night I do a inventory, and that includes the things that I'm grateful for. And then in between the morning and the night, I pray as the Holy Spirit leads me. I'm attending OA meetings and sharing my experience, strength, and hope. I have a plan of eating, which includes a food plan that was designed with the help of a dietitian. I weigh and measure my food, and I eat at certain times of the day and not in between. And I do not watch television and eat at the same time if I'm by myself. I read literature daily. I do have a sponsor, and I use the telephone and do service. And I find in doing those things, I replace a compulsive eating mentality with a recovery mentality, and my mind is no longer dominated by food obsession. So in the 11 years that I've been in OA, I've not gone back to binging or grazing, nor eaten my trigger foods, and I've maintained a 50-pound weight loss. For some years, I was measuring my weight every 2 weeks, but in the last year and a half, I've only been weighed when I've gone to the doctor. And I've had a couple of health problems, so this year that's been about five visits to the doctor, weighed each time. I do have some behaviors that remind me that I am a compulsive overeater. So sometimes, and not frequently, but once in a while, I will start eating the food that I'm preparing before I'm finished preparing it. I will lick the measuring cup or spoon. Sometimes I take other people's inventory of what they're having to eat. So I'm aware of my potential for relapse, so I keep coming back and persevere. And today I'm physically and emotionally abstinent. I can't say that I've had perfect abstinence in the 11 years since the beginning of my recovery, but I will go for months with abstinence, and then at one meal, I'll overeat by adding one item extra, an extra amount of one item on my plate. But then with the next meal, I'm back on track and go again for months with abstinence. And then, so today, with God and the help of other people in OA, I have found serenity and sanity. And I'm thankful for OA of helping me to have a happy, healthier life. And I just encourage people to persevere in OA. It's made a difference in my life with just sticking with it. And I do take things a day at a time and follow the slogan, easy does it. And I'm just really thankful for OA, and I'm thankful for this opportunity to share my experience, strength, and hope. And I thank you for being here to listen. And with that, I pass.